Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It is day 35 of our 40-day journey. We are 5 days away from completing this call that God has given to us to seek God's face, to come into a consecrated time of prayer and fasting. And I greet y'all this with the joy of Jesus on this Tuesday morning. I pray today that you will find yourself in worship, to be in a space of intimacy with God. I'm grateful to God to be alive and to join you all on this time of prayer. We're going to abbreviate our prayer just a little bit. So won't you bow with me as we come before the Lord in prayer? You all know that for the past few days, we've been looking at prayers and spaces and places in scripture where God calls us to seek God's face, where the commandment of God is upon us to come and to search for God, to find God. It's an invitation, if you will, to leave our places of isolation, to leave our places of distance from God. And what a beautiful invitation it is to seek God, that God invites us. It's almost, it's like knowing that there's a great party and you're invited. You made the guest list to come to something special and rare and unique. And God is giving you the invitation, giving us the invitation to become and dwell in God's presence in prayer and in fasting. What a beautiful gift from the Lord. This God who says, whenever you seek me, whenever you put your whole heart into it, whenever you go through the disciplines of fasting and daily prayer and meditating on the Word of God, you will sense and see and hear and discern God in new and amazing ways. And I pray that by this 35th day, that that's already happened in your life, that you see it happening, that you feel closer to God. You can hear God's voice more clearly. You pray and you sense an answer from the Lord, that you know you're trying to do better in your life, that there are things in your flesh you're putting and turning down. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Today, as we remember those passages where we're invited to seek, I want you to remember the words of our Lord and our Christ in Matthew chapter 6. As Jesus is delivering the Sermon on the Mount at the end of chapter 6, he begins to give us instructions and warnings about worrying in life. You know what? I'll be honest with you, I didn't sleep well last night at all, tossing and turning, worrying about some things. And it dawned on me at 3 in the morning when I was not able to sleep that worry is a burden. It is a weight. It will agitate you and keep you up all night. It's a weight that you carry that tries your soul and your body. Maybe that's why Jesus tells us not to worry. To trust that the same God who takes care of the birds is the God that will take care of those who are made in God's image. And when you worry, when you're frustrated, when you're trying to figure it out and answer it yourself, listen to these words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Jesus gives us the simple formula for really how to live our lives. Seek God, and everything else falls in its rightful place. God, gracious loving Father God, on this Tuesday morning, we bow before you in thanksgiving for the Lord, for the day that you've created and the opportunity we have to go find ourselves in worship today. Oh, gracious loving Father God, in that sacred, safe space of worship where we sing your praises, where we pass your peace, where we're fed by your word, where we break bread and share in cup and remembrance of your death and your resurrection, where we celebrate your goodness, where we lay our concerns down at the altar. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I want to thank you for worship. I want to thank you for church. I want to thank you for church family. Gracious Lord and Father God, and I pray today for every church that is going through. The church is, O Lord, where the Spirit is not moving fully and completely. Churches where bitterness and brokenness between pastor and people have affected worship. Churches, O Lord, that are struggling to find their mission and their purpose. Churches, O Lord, Heavenly Father God, where people have been hurt. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I pray that your house be called a house of prayer for all people, that all who walk in those secret doors would experience the healing presence of the love of Jesus Christ. Gracious Lord, and Father God, I pray that today for Open Door Sanctuary, that you would guide and govern your worship, our worship, that it might bring you glory, that you will look upon us and say, well done. Gracious Lord, and Father God, that everything we do without ego, but we do with a sincere heart to proclaim the miraculous death, resurrection, and imminent return of Jesus Christ. Jesus, who taught us to put you first. Jesus, who reminded us, Lord, that you care for us more than all the rest of your creation. And so in this season, in this time, when many of us know what it's like to worry, God, gracious loving Father God, when I can share with you that even I know what it's like to lose sleep at night, worrying and wondering and fearful and frustrated, God, that I pray that you grant us the power to trust you and release things to your care. That doesn't mean that we don't have responsibility. That doesn't mean that we don't have work to do. That doesn't mean that we don't have to put our hands toward things, but it's to trust and believe that when our heart is right, when we're seeking to do right by you, when we're putting you first, God, you will help us take care of all the other things in our lives. So gracious Lord, and Father God, as we seek you, help us with our finances. As we put you first, help us with these difficult employment decisions we have to make as we pray and fast daily. Help us, gracious Lord, and Father God, take care of our loved ones. Help us walk through the valley. Lord, help us with the assignments and agendas and all in our lives. Help us, oh, gracious Lord, and Father God, with the things we're fearful of. Help us, gracious Lord, and Father God, to trust and believe that your mercy will never allow us to reap everything we've sown. Remind us, gracious Lord, and Father God, that when we walk in the light of Christ, we don't have to fear what happens in the shadows. God, help us to live through these transitions of our nation as we seek you and put you first. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, we trust and believe that everything else will be added unto us, that peace will be added, joy will be added, strength will be added, wisdom will be added, courage will be added, new faith will be added. Gracious Lord, Father God, we put it in your hands as we put you first. Now, O Lord, anoint our worship, anoint the voices that sing, anoint the ushers and the greeters who smile. And God, take this frail entire preacher and speak truth to your people. Gracious Lord, Father God, we love you and we thank you for this day. And we thank you for the privilege of worship. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for all of our partners who are on our line, on our prayer line this morning, journeying with us in this consecrated time of prayer and fasting. Thank you, Lord. Be with us, O God, as we go forth. May we come to the end of this day and simply sense the Holy Spirit whispering in our ear, well done. This is our prayer as we ask it on this 35th day of those who are seeking your face, seeking your voice, and seeking your will. It's in the name of Jesus we do pray, and the redeemed of the Lord, who love the Lord, said amen, amen, and amen. Beloveds, this is Pastor Holly. I thank you all for joining us in prayer this morning. By the grace and mercy of God, we'll be right back here at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, Eastern Daylight Time, for another prayer. Day 36. Thank you, Jesus. What are you looking forward to the most when this fast is over? I'll tell you what mine is: to get some sleep. Hey, this is Pastor Holly. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. We'll see you all right back here tomorrow morning in Jesus' name. Have a blessed day and a beautiful day, everyone.